You are listening to the podcast of the Attention Young Choreographer Series 2023. Artistic Direction, Chris Standfest. Co-funded by the European Union in the frame of the project Lifelong Burning, Futures Lost and Found. Today's guest is Espen Weilig-Kjær. Espen is a Danish visual artist whose sculptures and performances have been shown at numerous galleries and festivals. Espen's works tap into his generation's habits of visual consumption. He has introduced short attention span tools like social media live streams into traditional museum spaces in pieces like Burn. The work was developed with fellow performers Aske Hoya Olesen and Johan Bech Jespersen. At Impulse Tanz, Burn was presented both on the big outdoor stage of the festival opening in Vienna's Museumsquartier and in the Mumok Museum of Modern Art, Stiftung Ludwig Wien. With the writer Sean Pfeiffer, Espen discusses his experiences as a visual artist at the Contemporary Dance Festival. They also talk about the heavy use of pop cultural signifiers and accessing the authentic through the artificial.
Hi, Espen. Today is the last day of your residency at Impulse Tanz, and usually you're more like at home in the world of visual arts, perhaps. And your work is predominantly shown in museums and gallery spaces. What was your impression of the festival, which is like mostly concerned with contemporary dance and choreography, and perhaps how could you relate that to your own, to the choreographic elements of your own work?
I think first I got a little bit surprised to get invited, but also really happy because it's really interesting for me as a visual artist. I mean, of course, working with in the field of performance, it's of course related to the body, and in that sense have so much in common with dance and choreography. Mm-hmm. And I guess like in the art world also, like it feels like in dance that these like fields are not that like separated anymore. It is like if people are experimenting with like different spaces, and I've been doing that for the many last years. So in that case, I mean, for me to come in like the context of dance, it didn't like change the work or how I'm thinking about the work. But it gave me the opportunity to like see a lot of other works and like talk with people who are much more based in choreography and dance. And I feel somehow a bit more clear about where to position my own work somehow in relation to this. I've always been thinking about a lot like the difference between like what we're doing inside of the art institutions and like what is going on in the theatres. And I have like this anxiety for the black box, for example. And I think I've been seeing so many shows and performances during these 2 weeks that I have a better feeling of what is going on in the field of dance and choreography, and how my work is also relating to a lot of like conceptual ideas that are happening inside of this discourse somehow.
Yeah. I mean, you yourself had like two opportunities to kind of show your two very different stages for your work at Impulse Dance in a way. Like first the opening in MQ Hof, where you had the kind of, well, not a black box, but you really had a stage, which was perhaps unusual for that work as well. And then you had the more maybe a kind of space where you're more at home at, like a gallery space at Mumok. What was that difference? How was that difference for you? And to do it so like closely together, perhaps even with like an overlapping audience?
I think my work is so much playing with the spectacle. So the thing about being a part of the 14th edition of Impulse Tanz opening in the public space with like thousands of people and a big like kind of festival stage was so different from my work. And I was interested, I think it was interesting to try, but it also felt like another work somehow. Mm-hmm. And that whole experience of the stage, I think the stage in my work, I'm mostly using stage elements and the material of the stage in sculptures. I'm never using the stage as a prop in my performances. I'm really trying to get away from the stage always. So in that sense, it was interesting to try it out, but I think it worked better at the museum, like where the work is kind of what the work is made for somehow. But I also take that experience. I I'm still trying to get my head around like what actually happened for that opening with the work. And I had some super interesting conversations with people. I talked with this curator like Saturday who I think liked the work better on this like in this giant stage in the square, and it was interesting to talk with her about how she saw it and the experience, because it's these like kind of new experiences, you have to like try it out to understand what it actually does. And for sure it also have a potential just really like public spectacle, but it's almost become like flash mobby in a way as well. And that's a bit cringe, but also maybe interesting, I don't know.
I think what is really interesting about the work, or what interested me, was how there's like a kind of like tension between like the things that are like choreographed and planned, and then also the things that can like happen in the moment. Like I don't know if that's true, but like the way that I saw it, I felt like there was like a kind of structure or like frame, with like a choreographic frame in the way where evacuate, strip, repeat, or something like that.
Yeah, fall, evacuate.
Fall, evacuate,
strip. Yeah,
so you have like these three, like this kind of like open structure, like movement structure in a way that you can like also always like come back to, but there's also like a lot of freedom like within it. Like, how did that work? Like, how do the like the three of you like communicate through these three points perhaps? Like, and that, do they change like in different settings?
Yeah, it does, because the architecture is different. So like in the beginning of the performance, like we're like wrestling into the space, like falling into the space that these like fireworks machines, that is like, I think the core of the piece somehow is where they are placed. So we're like kind of wrestling through the institution from outside the museum, like coming from the outside, like a firefighter will come if they will come to shut down a fire at a museum. And then the people are gathered in the space where people will be evacuated to in the institution if there was a fire or another situation to be handled. And so, of course, the choreography of that changed in relation to, like, which kind of architecture you're in. And the grid of, the, like, the, you can call it scores, but I don't even think it's, like, scores. It is more like a structure. Also, now we have been performing the work over the last 4 years, and we know it so well, but it is like the super, I think the work is the super ambivalent position of something like an image that are kind of reshaping and trying to redefine itself. And that is in between these like super fetishized images and posters, like both the strip and photo shooters. And then like this total loss of control, like the fall, this almost like pogo-y like strategy of working with the chaos and with like violence and violating your own body. And then the evacuation, like the idea of something practical that has to be done. I always saying to, when I'm working with a performance piece, like, don't act at all, like show no feelings, be as you will be at work. Like, this is something you have to solve. This is something that has to be done. But don't put like any like emotional labor into it. But of course, when you're hurting your body and when you're hurting others, like, oh, but it really, like, it's a hardcore performance to perform, and you can feel it in the body like days after. And I think it changed from time to time, but it's always like also having like quite the same the same energy somehow. Like, it's, it doesn't change that much, but like how you maybe understand it and how you see it changed a lot. And I guess it's because of the context of the time, or like the institution of the city and the local politics. Like, we're always using the real firefighter uniforms from the city we're performing the work in. And I think that's a pretty important part of the work, that it's like not costumes, it's real firefighter uniforms, and it's the local ones. So people can recognize them and remember them and see them as a symbol for something they have seen in the city. And this type of like archetype or like practical function in society that they know of and have their own history with. And that, of course, changed the idea of the work, because you put your own narrative into it. And of course, also like from a sculptural level, like the textures and the materials and the colors of the uniform is really different. And it does a lot to the aesthetic like experience, I think.
I was wondering, because you describe yourself like mostly as a visual artist and not really talk about yourself as like a choreographer or a performer, but like the constant in that work, Burn, is really like the three bodies of yours, like, and the way they relate to the to each new space and to each new uniform and costume, and maybe also because they're so like bulky, these costumes, they also like almost become a kind of space that you have to move within. So I was wondering whether there is some understanding of yourself as a performer in that moment, or do you really think like from above, like as Espen Weidekjær doing his work, like, and being also one of the performers? But do you know what I mean?
I think with the uniforms, I totally see what you mean, that they also create like its own like scenography or space somehow, and we are these like amateur bodies, amateur firefighters, amateur strippers, like amateur dancers, mm-hmm. and this like complete chaos of like trying to found ourselves in like in this like situation that is quite extreme, right? And I see the performances I do a lot, like work in the studio with a specific material, like modeling a sculpture, something like that. The performance is always like produce a lot of material that I take to the studio after and work with. And in that sense, Burn is also a photo shoot. And I think all my performances are, like in this case, we had these two influences, like photographing the work, like Danish influences, super close, and like making these photos that will come out in this series, in this like fashion magazine in later next month. And I think this, how the performance is producing images and how they will stay as an echo after the performance, not as documentation, but as a fetishized image of what happened. When I showed you the pictures yesterday, some of the photos we did, I can't remember to you or like Chris, but who said, wow, this is so really something else than the actual performance.
Yeah,
it should just like another reading somehow. And I guess that is what the camera does in relation to the performance. And it's not, for me, it's not so important if it is like dance or choreography. I just really respect like traditions, and I'm educated in visual arts, and I see this as a place where I create the materials that I'm working with. I understand that you can also see it as dance, but I would just not like put myself in that position and see that, say that I work like a dancer and a choreographer, because I really respect that discipline and that specific way of working. Mm-hmm. And I think much more from a perspective of like creating images. That's what I'm trained in, and that's what like interests me. And these performances are like a photo shoot, a place where we create these images that can kind of exist in the praxis after. Next year, I'm doing a performance at the Museum Moderne Kunst in Salzburg. The documentation of that performance will then, the year after, be a solo show at the Salzburg Kunstverein. So like the event that happens next year would then be transformed and developed into this exhibition of like sculpture and more like in an exhibition. It's not like showing the documentation at all. It's like working further into the material. So for me, it's super connected. And I think what I'm referring to in my work is really like the history of performance in a visual arts context much more than a dance. But then again, like yesterday I had this conversation with Johan, like one of the performers in the work, where I was like, wow, I really learned so much about like what not to do while being here. Because I don't wanna like, I really got reminded of how I work as I do, because I'm not interested in trying to take a lot of like dance strategies into the work. And I really respect, I love dance. And maybe that's why I'm like, you know, to put something completely set is not like, that's not what I can do. Like what I do is creating these like ambivalent, chaotic scenarios and creating these images. And I think I somehow became like more clear of my own strategies or ways of working while being here, because there's so in many of the works we saw there's so much discipline and they're so formulated also in what they're doing, so the contrast becomes sharper, and then of course, you also become more sharp in your own work. I guess that's the consequence of seeing a lot, maybe.
But also very, like, you talked to me about how one performance and then the documentation of that performance, like, feeds into the next next thing, and then that feeds into the next and so on. I was wondering about the transformative aspect of that, but also like the constants that kind of get created through that, you know what I mean? Like, because things like get repeated and come back, and you talk to me about like certain also like symbols that come back again and again, and you take like symbols that are so like known or like so like, yeah, pop in a way, and
almost like can be, because yeah, like, so yeah,
but then you also like want to when you want to take like the meaning that is already there, but you also present them as a sort of like blank slate at the same time, right? Where you can like build new things upon. That would maybe like interest me. How do you like balance that between like taking something that is known and that is very familiar, and also maybe like fixed in their like narrative or symbolism, but then make it mean something else, or make it like, you know, like give that meaning up or something.
Yeah.
How do you like make sure that you're not just like reproducing narratives and symbols that are already there? Like, what's the process?
Because yeah, I think I always like distort or change the image somehow. To be more clear, I think how I work with images is like really circular. I always like find something that already exists and then like change the context of it, or like do something so it feels maybe uncanny, or you feel you see it in another way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I think somehow. I'm like, before I started studying visual arts, like, I have a background as a music conservator. I was working a lot with like music sociology. And I think how it's always like kind of like finding material that is kind of like nostalgic somehow. Like Bern, there is this black and white photo. I'm always like collecting a lot of like material, like having this archive of like a lot of photos from a lot of different pop or historical or like just historical situations. And there's this photo from this pride in the States, where there's these like fake strippers, fake firefighters, like these just these people, men at the pride, kind of stripping on a wagon. So they have like these kind of like partly parts of firefighter uniforms on, and are like in baby oil, like dancing, and then the real firefighters is trying to shut the pride down. So they are trying to like take the fake firefighters, the fake strippers down from the wagon. So you have
fake
to
reach the real.
Exactly, no, completely. And I that was kind of the starting point for the work, because that specific clash, like the real firefighters taking the fake firefighters, like that specific moment, the image of our idea of the firefighter is like changing, and it's a super open image, because like, who is the real, who is the fake? Like, it is really like a class of ideologies and the fetishized gaze on this like authority, like the firefighter, this function in society. You can just see how the gaze is like going back and forth, like almost like a battle. And I'm really interested in these specific moments. And I think, you know, when you take something that happens and you have that energy in an image, for example, it's because something is not, it's still relevant somehow. And for me, the work is not about like, it's not about queer or like gay or like, no, it's not that. It's more about like, it's about like how images are changing and the potential in that openness when they are changing, and how when an image has been like reproduced so many times that it becomes so many different things, like a symbol, for example, when it like kind of like the picture of the star, when you see that, you don't think about like stars in the sky, you think about like Hollywood Boulevard or something like that. So it starts somewhere and then it like merge into having its own agendas almost, or like having its own narrative. And I think it interests me a lot. And these like circles of images always like also referring to really specific artworks, like almost techie artworks in the art history, and do something, like give the image agency somehow, take it away from being passive to almost being active, like trying to play with all these like super symbols that we know. Like the whole history of pop culture and music and fashion and images are like a play that you can, like a dollhouse where you can move around with it and test things out. And I think that is what really excites me about these kind of images is that they work so well. Like, not that I say that they work well, that it's a good artwork, but they work well in relation to be recognized.
They're effective.
Exactly.
When you say that these images almost like kind of work like in circles or cycles, perhaps, like, do you think there's like a maybe it's an abstract question, but do you think there's like a possibility for like a real star that like has become like this like five-pointed picture and image and like Hollywood Boulevard symbol that can like become an actual like astronomical star again? You know what I mean? Like, that, can it take its original shape again? Like, because
I think it does. For example, with Byrne, like, you know, the last,
because he talked about like how it almost like it is an actual like work and working again in these uniforms. Like, you're not performing like work, but you're also doing another work again. So it kind of completes this cycle in that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, completely. And it's, you know, it, like, workers clothing, like stonewashed jeans, for example, was also like, you know, working clothing. And then you found out machines that could like do something to the materials, so it look like you've been working in it, but without doing the work. And, you know, like that whole thing we all know, you know, like the history of fashion and how like to fetishize the aesthetics of the working class are and always will be. And like, but then also again, like, you know, denim is still like workwear. And I think it's a bit the same with these uniforms, as you say, like the work changed for us, but it's still work. And for me, it's always a balance to try to figure it out. Like, the fire is so fake in here, like it's like, it's, you know, it's these like sparklers from like stage productions, like, you know, like stadium concerts and like TV shows and stuff like that, when you have to celebrate something. But because the fire is so fake, but miming the idea of fire, then the uniform has to be really real. Mm-hmm. Because if everything becomes it's always like a balance for me, it's always about like balancing it out so it will become difficult to read, because there is something that is so obviously fake and there's something that is so obviously real. And it's exactly like when I kind of like, when I feel that I have that moment where it's so ambivalent that it can be, then I'm like, wow, okay, then I'm super happy, because that's what I want always. Like, also in the sculptures and installations I'm doing, it's always about like the balance of that. That's maybe also why what we talked about in relation to Byrne, that also like how people are reading it is changing every year. I've never done anything to keep this work alive. I made it in 2019 for the National Gallery in Copenhagen originally. And ever since, I've been like invited again and again and again from institution to institution. Last summer, we performed the work like, I can't remember, 10 times, something like that, at the Pompidou. And what people are seeing is always changing. What they're being provoked of is also changing. It's always something like connected to masculinity, and I understand that, because the whole piece is somehow also a reflection upon like masculinity. And but it's like, it's different. Like, sometimes people are getting, like in Paris, there was this giant shitstorm because the firefighters of Paris thought that we were making fun of like the proud tradition of firefighters and this like masculine tradition of firefighters, and they thought that we were like taking the piss on like the working class. Before that, it was the opposite. People were thinking that we were kind of like, it was like a celebration of the white male body, you know. So it's, and that was like a year before, and a year before that, it was something about a celebration of like violence. I mean, it's always like, people talk about 9/11 when the Nazi burns artworks inside of the museum. There's always all this like spider web of like associations. And that's what the super symbol can do. That is the core of the work. And I think that's also what confuses people a lot while seeing it, and why it's always like having this like debate. It's like, because I think it's because of the confusion of like what's real, what's fake. It's mm-hmm. the real uniforms, the fake fire, like Are they making fun? Are they celebrating? Is it falling apart? It's always like these super opposite reactions. And I found that really interesting. And I think that is possible because of that play with the real and the fake in the same scenario.
I think you can really like see that in the performance already, not only like in your understanding of it, because there's such a tension between like the chaos and the control that you also have about like your own bodies and the costumes and the space that you're in and the fire. Like there's always this sense of like you're falling down, and you're almost like, it's almost like a fake fall as well. Like you provoke it yourself, and like you fall over each other and down the stairs, but also it is a real fall because you have to actually fall to project a fall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you could hurt yourself, but you know it's also controlled. And then when you fall down in front of the people, you know, like you're never actually gonna hit them. But there's also like a kind of sense of danger as well, because it is a very small space. How do you like balance like in the perform, not only like in your thinking about like your work as a whole, but really like in the specific performance, like from evening to evening, how do you like manage to keep that in the air almost, or keep it interesting to yourself as well, to know, okay, I'm not only like projecting a feeling or something like onto these bodies, but I'm also like, I want to have this kind of feeling in the moment. You know what I mean? Like how do I have control, but also am not completely in control, so as not to like close it perhaps?
Yeah.
Like, do you think about these things?
Yeah, a lot. And I always think about like how to push it as much as possible. Like before Sun, I made a work called Sun, and that was this like giant yellow confetti explosion inside of an art institution. And with this like confetti situation, that was this machine that I made for stadium, so it can like pump confetti over like a tribune at a stadium, and then put that inside of an art institution. It's way too big, so everything just turns yellow, and it's really extreme, and people don't understand what is going on. So it's creating this like yellow chaos inside of the art institution, and that piece kind of became first time we did it, because of the CO2 and the explosion, it took all the air in the room, so people couldn't like really breathe. Not that it was dangerous, but it was really like close to be, and that was too much. But I'm always like trying to see also, for example, with the fireworks machines, I'm trying to have a bit too many of them if possible, or make it like feel like it's almost too much for the institution. But it's of course like a fine line, but I'm always trying to press it. Like if it just looks like beautiful as a prop, then I'm trying to go further somehow, because I want that feeling when you feel that these machines are too extreme for the space or the architecture, that you have this feeling that they are coming close, but also that they're not like intimidating your private space. And for some it was a bit intimidating because of the room at Mumak. Of course it should not be too much, but I mean I wanted somehow to feel like confronting.
And you also just talked about like how to like maybe perhaps even like overwhelm the institution as like not only like the building, but also like the institution that's behind it perhaps a bit. Like you always perform in like these big, like very...
But that is also how it started somehow. I remember I got invited because there was this like Bruce Nauman exhibition at the Copenhagen Temporary the year before I started at the Art Academy. I actually applied to the Art Academy with this work. And they invited me to do like an intervention of the institution in relation to the birthday of Bruce Nauman. And then I created this rave called You Can't Fake This Monument of Movement. So it was like a giant wall text saying like the title, You Can't Fake This Monument of Movement. And then it was just like rave. And there was like so many hundreds of young people raving inside of the art institution. It should have been going on to fall, but it had to be closed at like 1:30 because all the toilets were stopped and there was painted graffiti inside, and, you know, like everything was out of control. And I found that when I woke up the day after, I was like, what happened? Like, I also got a bit like, fuck, like it kind of went out of control. But also that invitation and that like transformation of the space also really interested me. And I applied to the Art Academy and got in with this work. It was one of them I applied with. And I think that energy, there was something there in that experience, that like collective situation we created, and where we like reshaped the institution and it for some hours became something else. There was something in that, that energy that was confronting and felt almost like, I don't know, not dangerous maybe, but yeah, maybe a bit, for the works at least, for the other works in the building. And nothing happened. It's not like, you know, they could paint like the graffiti over the day after and, you know, you could clean the floor. It's like, it's fine. Like, it's not about like tearing anything down mm-hmm. on purpose. It's more about like confronting, I think. There's a specific energy in that.
I mean, it's also kind of like a projection of like a possible, almost like a possible room inside the actual room.
Yeah.
Isn't it like you almost like show like an image of how this institution could look in a way, and then it's everything's just like cleaned up again and it's gone and it's the institution again, but you have almost like this almost like negative image of it. Like yesterday you showed me like this picture of like a very like graffitied like tunnel that you like almost like built inside a gallery or made it look like
it was
like
at the Argen Museum in the show Butterfly that's on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's also, I feel like, a very interesting confrontation of like a room that is like familiar and that you know from like actual life, but you like project it into this like very clean like gallery space, and it's, you know, like it's kind of like it's almost like it's flickering or something. I think that's like an interesting
no, completely. And it tricks like the nostalgia of everyone in relation to everyone have like different experiences with that kind of a space, you know, like every, also like for me, I've never been interested in like rave culture, like portraying rave culture in my work. It's more about like the situation that can happen in a rave or in a demonstration or, you know, hanging out outside of in a tunnel, you know, like when you're a teenager with, it's more about like these personal stories, like these memories, these like kind of this like coming of age, or like, you know, this energy that can like kind of escalate. Maybe it does, maybe it will never do, but there is like the potential of it. That's really like, really like interesting me, and they can happen in all these different situations. It can be passive, but it can also be transforming into.
Do you think that, to maybe come back to the festival a bit, like, do you think that a black box theater, or perhaps like a theater in general, could also be a sort of space that you could challenge in that way?
No, yeah, completely.
Or do you think that like that's where like at the stage you kind of like draw the line, and that's not interesting to you? Or could that be like this the same way like a canvas, the same way that an art institution is?
I will say I've always been so afraid of the black box, but after being here, I actually have like I feel inspired to actually like do a work in a black box somewhere, and like, I think I would work really conceptual with it if I did it, but it's like, yeah, I really find it also like potentially like really interesting for my work. That is a change in how I am like viewing like my own practice somehow.
Thank you very much. I think.
Thank you.
You thank have you for it? Being here, and cool. Thank you for being at Impulstanz.
Thanks for inviting me a lot. It's been like so nice. Such a pleasure to be here.
You have been listening to the podcast of the Attention Young Choreographer series. For more artist conversations, visit the websites lifelongburning.eu and impulstanz.com.